musical selection to start you out today on our Tuned In program. It's called Stolen Moments. Again, we are talking about the Central Iowa Jazz Combo Concert coming up. And joining us on our program today, we have Dave Richardson and Dave Swenson, part of the Central Iowa Jazz Combo. And today on the program, we're going to be talking about the Central Iowa Jazz Combo, joined today by the Daves of the Dave Richardson, Dave Swenson. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Our pleasure.
Well, let's go with Dave Swenson first. You weren't able to be here last time when we got a chance to.
Minnesota last time. I was able to listen online though.
Yeah.
With your link there. So
but Steve O'Brien, the other regular participant, not with us here this morning. But tell us a little bit about again Central Iowa Jazz Combo. Now you did have you play in various size groups,
right? Dave and I do a lot of duos together. Because we'll play at, assisted living type places, you know, 55 plus things. And lots of times they only have room for a couple people.
Yeah.
And so we do those. And then sometimes Dave and Steve and I will do a trio. We're playing Art in the Park for Pufferbelly Days with the trio for that. And then we expand to a larger band. We include Paul Navarra. He was a longtime Boone teacher. Mm-hmm. And... lives in Grimes now, but he will come and play drums. And often we have F. Michael Miller on bass. This year, F. can't be there, but Sherry Henniger is going to play bass. Sherry was actually a student of F.'s. And after F. moved to Minnesota for a while, Sherry played with Steve in another group that goes back into the 80s there. So we'll have the five of us then. At the concert on Wednesday.
This Wednesday. Doing it for the Erickson Public Library, mm-hmm. part of their summer reading program.
Yep.
Doing that.
It's been fun to work with Candy Nelk, knowing her for a long time. And the library's great to work with and try to support them. We hope we have a lot of people come out. It looks like the weather's mm-hmm. going to be nice. So
again, that's the big thing. You can come out, and proceeds from this are going to go to cover.
They will have some snack items mm-hmm. for a donation. Many times the municipal bands, there's a church that sponsors. This time the library will have things there, and you can get something
help support them.
Donation.
So let's talk a little bit about, I know you guys, the most recent time you played as a trio, again, during the band festival, a little warm that day, but played a couple of times, and I know one of the things that was kind of fun was Dale Schoenig really committed to trying to get the small groups back, and there was an interest, and I know you had been there previously to play, too, so you got to play a couple of times, but fun to get back like that?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll
and you know, Dale has done such a terrific job of keeping that festival going and getting bands, and I think one new band again this year that just continues, and then again to have small groups in the food court. And a variety of groups this year. It was very interesting to see. And so we did two of those, and so much fun.
But it was a warm one.
It was a warm one.
We still had a very good turnout, though, I thought.
Yeah.
It was a good crowd watching the bands and food court to listen to the small groups as well.
So we like that. That's part of it. I know you guys go out and play elsewhere. You mentioned, you know, going to some nursing homes and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But in the past, we've talked about you've made trips going to different venues like down in the Des Moines in the metro area and stuff. I don't know how busy you are pursuing that anymore, but
In fact, it's Thursday, August 8th. We play at the Latin King, really good restaurant, east part of Des Moines there in mm-hmm. Hubble, and that would be Steve and Dave and I playing together mm-hmm. at that, and that's really fun. It's a nice we either would be outside on the patio, or if it's not good weather for that, to play inside. And And it's a really fun place to play. So that's like 5:30 to 8:30 that night, I think.
So you basically jazz or different selections. Let's talk a bit about your music, because you play a wide variety of things. Over the past, I've watched you play a number of different times. A lot of different types of music, John.
Yeah, Dave and I have talked a lot about the fact that we do play such a wide variety of music. Everything from the Star Spangled Banner, which we play at, we've been playing at DMAC graduations, and Pomp and Circumstance, those kind of things. And Dave writes the arrangement for these. And then we do jazz things, and we do some more pop-oriented things, some pop stuff from the 70s and 80s that I was never familiar with, but Dave and Steve are. And so, we have, I don't know, I think well over 200 tunes in the book now.
Yeah.
So there's a variety
there's a
of music.
Lot.
Yeah, you know, we worked up a few Oktoberfest-type things because oftentimes one of the places like Northcrest or North Ridge or Eastern Star, you know, they'll have a Oktoberfest celebration. So we have some of those, and we've got a bunch of holiday stuff to do in December time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Steve O'Brien and I are, as well as Paul Navarra, for that matter, and F, are all went to school about the same time. I was actually at Luther College with Paul for 1 year. So we're pretty close, and a lot of us are fans of the sort of jazz, rock, fusion things like Steely Dan and and those types of songs. So I've definitely pulled some of those in to our group, and it's really been fun to try to work them up.
Just so people understand, when you guys get ready together to play, someone's got to kind of put all this together. Is it most of that you...
Yeah,
Dave's going. Yeah, it's him.
Yeah, I did. I taught school orchestra in Boone for 35 years, and one thing I always enjoyed doing was writing arrangements and stuff. And since I've been retired, a lot of the arrangements and working up of tunes I've done for either our duo or the larger size groups as well.
So put them together, so people, it sounds good for people.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking for.
You notice that he didn't mention me in that group about that age group.
Yeah. Well, you were already teaching.
I was yes, for a long time.
Now, Dave's son, Todd, will come and hear us play in Des Moines, and he's a big fan of that because he's close to our vintage as well. So,
music is music, though, right?
It is. It is. And I tell you, Dave... He may say he doesn't really familiar with that music, but he plays it great. He sounds great on it. So,
I know. Well, you directed a lot of it, I'm pretty sure. When you were doing the band and stuff like that. I mean, it was always coming up. There were different things that came in.
Oh yes,
So, yeah, you got to
kind of threw a curveball at him a little while ago. I wrote up an instrumental version of "Money" by Pink Floyd. And the middle section that's solos is in 4/4, and it's a swing type groove, so it works fine and everything. But the whole main riff at the beginning is in 7/4 time, and it's I think the last time we played it at the festival, and I think we nailed it pretty well.
We're getting closer, yeah.
But you know, when you as a music director myself, I had very few things that. Well, for sure, that would stay in 7 that long.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you'd have mixed meter things and stuff, but a lot of our stuff was in 4 and 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And so when you get into something like that, it just, you really got to get used to it.
So as a group, you play together a number of different times. And so, but do you get together to rehearse every once in a while? Obviously, new arrangements, you want to kind of run through them.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do is when I make the arrangement is I make a recording of a bass drum track, and then I'll bring a recording, like a CD, I'll give it to Dave or Steve with a chart. And so they can, at home, they can hear how the tempo's going to go and be able to do that. And they're very good sight readers. Sometimes we read something on the gig, but a lot of times I've given them the music ahead of time and a click track, so they have an idea of what tempo we're going to do. Once in a while, when we get a bunch of new songs, we'll get together and rehearse.
So for those that may not have ever seen you guys, it's mostly Dave Swenson, guitar.
I play guitar and I do some vocals.
Okay, and trombone for Dave Richardson and sax for Steve O'Brien.
Steve plays both tenor sax and soprano sax, depending on the song.
Okay,
and then Paul Navarra is our drummer. Mm-hmm. And last year we had Pat Oregon on vibraphone, and we were planning on having Pat Wednesday, and then he just found out at the end of last week, his company he works for sent him on the road.
Well, that wasn't very courteous.
He didn't know until Friday afternoon, and so he's got to be out of state in the middle of the week here. So we won't have the vibes, and then Sherry Henniger is going to play bass.
Now, last year, there were six. That's kind of about as big as you can get. Or the biggest group you guys do.
Yeah, I would say for a jazz combo, six is usually historically about the large. Usually it's somewhere between three and six. Yeah.
So, I know this is going to be coming up on, as we said, on the Wednesday, and it'll be 7:30 in the evening.
It's a one-hour program.
Herman Park Pavilion. Okay. Always entertain. Bring a lawn chair.
Yep, it's always in the shade. It's always pretty nice there.
We like it. That's one of our favorite places because we spend so much time there.
Absolutely.
That's right. Our band festivals over the summer. I'm going to move that there, and I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back right after this.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Ah, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And this is one of the selections from the Central Iowa Jazz Combo. This one's called St. James Infirmary. A little bit of music before we get back into our program. Central Iowa Jazz Combo, a concert is coming up. Now, I know you go to other places and things like that. Do people get in contact with you to come and perform? Because I know, like, going down to Des Moines, you've had some interest from businesses down there that like to have you come.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Generally, you know, I look for things that are online. And for instance, we were playing in September. They have a thing called the Music Walk over in downtown Ames. So I'll see something like that and try to get a name. And once you've played for that before, you know, there'll be people there that will come up and talk to us and say, you know, can you play for a backyard private party?
Sure.
We've done some of those, or, you know, other businesses, or there'll be repeat things. And that's generally how it goes. It's kind of a word of mouth thing and make connections. And some other musicians, you know, once in a while somebody will be booked somewhere and then have to cancel, and then maybe give a recommendation, you know, for somebody else. And then once you made the contact, you get in and things like that. So
how busy can you stay? How busy do you want to stay, I guess, is a big question.
I think it feels pretty good right now, I think.
Yeah, we don't play enough to wear ourselves out, but we play enough to keep ourselves interested. And
yeah, that's a good way to put it.
We played the farmers markets in Ames as well. That's another one that Dave got started with a few years ago, and it just continues.
Keep plugging along.
Yep.
And trying to, again, keep yourself busy, obviously.
Sure.
Pandemic kind of slowed everybody down.
It really did. Yeah, Dave and I started the 2018, I think. In 2019, we had a lot of duos that we booked. And we had a lot of them that we were going to play in 20. And, of course, those all got canceled. And then, you know, gradually over the next 3 years, it built its way back up again. So
keep working.
You know, with this Wednesday, this is so much fun for us because we don't get to play with the five live that often. And they're all such good musicians. It's just a thrill for us to make music together. It's just, it's hard to express how much joy we get out of doing this, but it is just pure fun.
I think surprises a lot of people when they all of a sudden hear you guys all playing together. They go, didn't realize we had something like this, you know, this close right here.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah.
So it's always interesting. And we know, you know, you retired, Dave finally retired from directing the municipal band, but still, you know, just continued to come back and perform. And you used to go and play with other bands as well. I mean, municipal or community type bands.
Yeah, too. I just never dreamt that I'd still be playing at this stage of the game and playing with these young whippersnappers. So it's fun.
When you like it, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. To keep Dave and I and Paul Navarra all come from a music teaching background, and we played during those years at various stages, but Steve O'Brien, the saxophone player, is really the most professional of all of us. He's the one that's got all the experience. He played in the Des Moines Big Band for 35 years, and he could play clarinet, flute, piccolos, all the saxophones. He played the top reed book in the shows that would come through the Civic Center. For many years, played with a lot of famous musicians and stuff. And so I enjoy playing and having Steve there just to listen to him solo and stuff because it's he plays stuff that I'm not going to be able to play. So
he likes it. Do you have, I mean, you just do Dave Swenson, you mostly just guitar? Because a lot of people know you as a fiddle man.
Yeah, with the jazz groups, I mostly play guitar. Mm-hmm. I played electric bass in groups for a long time, and I did sub with the Boone Big Band. I played bass, mm-hmm. and I played with another big band out of Ames and played electric bass then. And I do quite a few solo things on the violin. Played for some weddings and other things like that. Where you know I'll go back to some of the same places we play duos, and they want a violin program for that. And so, yeah, I'm still playing that a lot, too.
So the Central Iowa Jazz Combo Concert, Wednesday evening, 7:30. So people, bring your lawn chairs, get out there early, get a space. Again, free for all ages, and we're helping to support the Erickson Public Library, their summer reading program, which is great anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And they will have some refreshments there. Just a wide choice selections.
Yes.
And you guys kind of take your time and go right through it. Everybody's pretty comfortable.
Yep. Yeah, I think the people will definitely hear some tunes they've heard before, and they'll probably hear some that they've never heard before. So
we'll
try
to
make it interesting.
Just keep busy. Keep going. Well, like Dave Richards says, he says, I'm surprised we're still. But, yeah, as long as you have fun doing it and people have fun coming out and listen to you, that's the big thing, too.
Yep.
Do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. And once again, I'll dig out St. James Infirmary somewhere here, and we'll throw it in and let people get a chance to hear a little bit about what it's like, too. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Our pleasure. Out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her.
wherever she may be. She searched this whole wide world over, but she'll never find another man like me. We'll be right back.